Thank you so much for joining us, Jessica.
Thanks, Ruby.
Now, how, we'll get right down to the point. How are digital technologies potentially placing harm on the environment?
Yeah, that's a good question. So what information we do have about the environmental impacts of digital technologies comes from the energy that they consume. So, for instance, last year it was estimated that data centres, which are just factories that store, backup and recover our data, data centres around the world use more than 2% of the world's electricity and generate the same amount of carbon emissions as the global airline industry in terms of fuel use at least. But that's just one part of the picture. We've also got the digital devices that we use, our computers, our iPads, our phones, and then the industries that are responsible for manufacturing them as well. They all use energy. Aside from energy, though, as well, we've got the minerals, the metals, the glass that all come together to make these super useful technologies. And if we recycle those, that's great, but we still tend to be using more and more of those all the time.
Of course. And I guess compared to other activities such as, transportation, how much carbon emission comes from digital technologies?
Yeah, so the data that we do have shows that, say, compared to the global airline industry, the data centres, just that one part of our digital lives, they are about the equivalent, so 2% of the world's electricity. So in terms of carbon emissions, they're on a par with that global airline industry, and that's only one small part of the picture. Inherently, it's quite a difficult thing to measure the digital lives that we lead and their environmental impact, partly because they're spreading out and more deeply into our lives in lots of different ways. So we've got the Internet of Things emerging, where old technologies like fridges are also becoming digital in new and surprising ways, which may be useful, but it also means that our digital footprint is expanding.
Absolutely. And I think it's time to name and shame. Which tech companies... which tech companies are the biggest emitters of carbon emissions, and what contributes to this exactly?
That's a big question. And I've got to say that it's not particularly transparent in terms of the information that corporations from around the world are obliged to share.
Corporations not being transparent? Shocking.
Big surprise, right? But we do know that corporations like Apple and Google have committed to 100% renewable energy targets. And that's useful. But if you dig a bit deeper into that, for instance, Apple, they largely rely on carbon offsets to achieve that. So carbon offsets are when people and organisations tend to invest in environmental projects to balance out their carbon emissions. So you might buy carbon offsets when you book flights. But offsets have also been critiqued for not effectively reducing the carbon footprints. So while you don't feel guilty about buying that new piece of Apple technology, you're still increasing the carbon emissions through that use of that technology. And that's not the only area, though, as well. If you looked at, say, artificial intelligence machines, there's some really interesting research that came out this year that calculated how much energy is consumed in the training of a large artificial intelligence machine, an AI machine. And that's the equivalent of, I think it's 5 cars being driven for the whole of their lifetime. So there's a lot of carbon that comes with these things that might be useful and might be helpful, but they can also be quite costly as well.
Of course. Now, what measures are there, or what measures could be taken, I guess, to ensure digital technology creates a more positive impact on environmental sustainability?
Yeah, so we could do a number of different things. We could demand that corporations like Apple and Google don't have planned obsolescence built into their digital devices. So, you know, with your phone, you might be happy if it lasts a few years. That's structurally built into the machine, and it should be the case that perhaps they last a lot longer. And so, you know, as consumers, we could be seeking that out from corporations, but governments actually play a really large role in this, and they should be demanding corporations to be more sustainable. And it's certainly not an individual's responsibility to make sure that they're being more sustainable in their digital lives. I think it's too hard to do that as an individual. We should be supported and enabled to choose sustainably through digital corporations being environmentally responsible and also being regulated by government to achieve that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Jess. It's been really great having you on the show to chat about this.
Pleasure, Ruby. Thanks for calling.
My pleasure.